Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Nah, 911 Nashville.
They were filming some sequence about space aliens coming down to Nashville. You know, one of the realistic things.
The stuff that actually could happen that they do feature on that show.
And they're like, oh, wait! They ruined that last shot. Those people behind us on the next street over who actually were calling the real 911.
That's right.
Ruined that shot.
This is the Beam, Woody and Jim podcast, friends of the end. Now they start talking.
911 Nashville, the show that critics are calling approximately 60 minutes long. Apparently, the ice storm has even affected them.
Yeah. Eventually, they read the room.
Uh-huh.
So after being shamed on social media, people showing pictures of 911 Nashville shutting down roads next to streets that were shut down by trees coming down and power outages, 911 Nashville has decided to halt filming for now until we get through the storm.
Oh,
so, yes, it was entirely possible that they were filming some sequence about space aliens coming down to Nashville. You know, one of the realistic things.
The stuff that actually could happen that they do feature on that show.
And they're like, oh, wait, they ruined that last shot. Those people behind us on the next street over who actually were calling the real 911.
That's right.
Ruined that shot.
Even the Hollywood people thought that might be slightly inappropriate. Okay, well, thank goodness. Yeah, they're taking a pause on that, and they'll come back soon.
Oh, I can't get through this street. Why? Because the trees came down? Power poles came down? No.
No, the craft services truck is there for all the Hollywood people to have lunch.
Chris O'Donnell is here with his former stripper son pretending to help people.
Spoiler. And who knows what's going to happen this weekend, because they say we may have a mild dusting today and tomorrow.
As long as it's not ice.
Yeah, yeah. If it ain't ice, then we're okay with it.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So a lot of people have been looking for a place to stay. They just can't deal with not having power and it being so freaking cold.
Mm-hmm.
There are a bunch of hotels in the area that have decided they want to give discounts to Nashville storm victims. Now, they normally might be, you know, handling tourists, but they want to give locals a break. We have an entire list of them. You can find it at totallyhitsnashville.com, or if you follow Woody and Jim Show on Facebook. And they are not only hotels like near the airport and downtown, but as far away as, like, you know, Mount Juliet, Green Hills,
nice.
Bellevue.
Very
so
cool.
If you need a place, and a lot of them are pet friendly.
That's good.
Which I know that's what we had to do when we were without power. So you can go and check them out.
Very cool. If you are angry with NES, which a lot of people are, of course, they've been kind of slow with getting out information about who's going to get their power back and when. If you are still angry and you think your anger will warm you up, you can go downtown this afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're having a big protest rally right in front of the NES building. If you want to yell at them, and they can maybe even hear you through the windows. So, if that makes you feel better, go ahead.
It'd be kind of funny if they were all out working on, you know, getting power back up.
Sorry, we're out helping people. We can't hear you screaming at us.
It's an empty building.
Sorry.
Oh, my. So there's always reason to be hopeful when it's the off season for your football team.
Oh, yes.
The Tennessee Titans introduced their coach, Robert Saleh, who's he's the new guy, and he has said that he's going to be bringing a Super Bowl. He says the team can do it.
Mm.
So we want a coach who believes. And there's also rumors that the Titans are going to change their uniforms and logo.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some of the designs where it looks like it could be pretty cool.
Yeah, if those are to be believed.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, I think there's changes in the works because everything that's got the current logo is on deep discount.
Yeah.
At all,
oh, wow, really?
All their outlets. Yeah, like jerseys,
oh,
and
wow,
mugs, and anything, okay, that's got the current stuff is,
okay,
being sold cheap, which is always a sign they're about to change it and they just want to move that merchandise.
That's good. Mix things up a little bit. That'd be awesome. Looking forward to it.
Whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
This is really upsetting. And, you know, we were just mentioning before that we heard people are going to be protesting NES and
people are upset because they're not getting their power back.
I get it, but I think this is misdirected rage. Listen to this. This is a guy just posted this on Reddit, and a lot of people are talking about it. He says he works at NES. We were all out working 14-hour shifts.
Yeah.
Most of us not taking any lunches, just trying to get the power back on. Someone decides to come through the NES parking lot and smash everyone's windows.
See, that's not right. That's, you know, it's not right anyway, but I mean...
Right. It's never right.
They have a lot to do. I know if they're not doing it in a timely manner for you, but yeah, I mean, look at all the down trees and so many places where they got the power back up and then more trees have come down and taken the power out again.
Yeah.
So they have to return to the same area. You can't be so mad at them.
Right.
They're doing their best.
You can't exact justice. It's nature. They're doing their best.
Yeah, it's like they didn't start it.
He goes out on to say, all the guys out doing the actual work, now we all have smashed windows. So instead of being able to go home and rest, now he has to file a police report and figure out how to seal the window of his car so he can be warm. And then he's just going to go and come back and do it all again in a few hours. Like, these people have been working nonstop.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, and no, if you're not getting your power back on, you're very frustrated and, you know, rightfully so, but you can't take it out on them.
Right.
They're trying to help.
Exactly. You can't take it out on anybody.
I mean, who are
you? It's an act of God.
Yeah, go out and yell at the clouds. That's all you can do.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So anybody out there that's been doing a ton of work, whether it's NES or whatever, you've been working at a hotel nonstop for 6 days, there's plenty of those people.
Oh, yeah. And they're getting very disgruntled customers coming in who are frustrated and angry, and they're trying to be as nice as they can to them.
Just so we appreciate it, and you're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be
Thank
kind
you.
To people.
Exactly.
Be nice. Treat them like you'd like to be treated.
Feeling good.
Of course, 6 days since the ice storm, a lot of people have been without power, including the 12-story Nashville Christian Tower. It's a senior facility, and they had no electricity, no elevator, so all the folks living there, there's 177 people, residents in that building. And they had nothing. They had no electricity, no food or water, that kind of
freezing.
Thing. Freezing. Yeah. And a couple by the name of Glenda and Gary Duncan, they heard about the story. They went to check on one of their friends that happened to be living in there.
Yeah.
And they decided they're going to do something about it.
The three things that I heard was I'm cold, I'm hungry, and I feel abandoned. And I looked at my husband and I said, can we go get food? Just to see their face. When I would hand them a bag of food, it just warmed my heart. It just warmed my heart to know that I was filling a need that God had given me.
And they distributed the food to everybody. They even, you know, had to walk up all those stairs to do it.
Yeah, hauling boxes of food.
Yeah.
Up a stairwell. That's incredible.
They finally have their electricity back, but you know, that was tough. They said it was so bad that the the lights were out for so long that the emergency lights went out too. So
yeah, the batteries used up.
Yeah, it's awful. But you know,
I love when Nashville steps up.
Yeah,
takes care of people.
Yeah, people helping other people. You love that.
Yeah. If you'd like to see video and more about the story, we've got it on the Woody and Jim Facebook page, Totally Hits Facebook page, and at totallyhitsnashville.com.
Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Are we ready to play Gender Wars? Why, yes, we are. It's brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. They're going to be really busy this time of year.
And they're ready for you and your emergency tree removal. Tree Fellers!
Woo-hoo!
Go to localtreefellers.com.
Today's Gender War is brought to you by the letter J. For the ladies, we have Jackie. For the guys, we have Jason. Good morning, you guys.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Warm up, get acquainted question.
Start with you, Jackie. What celebrity would you like to hang out with in a dive bar?
Frank the Tank, Will Ferrell.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that'd be fun, yeah. That'd be a lot of fun.
And specifically in his old school character.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be very cool.
Me too. Jason, what about you? What celebrity would you like to hang out with in a dive bar?
Man, I'm probably going to have to throw out Eric Church.
Eric Church?
All right.
Yeah, you could teach him how to sing. That'd be awesome.
Woody.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that part out loud?
The hate.
All right. We start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use during the contest. If you can't answer your question, you can force it angrily on your opponent. Here we go. Jackie, is Jimmy Olsen a character you see hanging out with Superman, Batman, or Spider-Man?
Superman.
Superman is right. There you go.
All right, Jason. In the Wicked movies, does Jeff Goldblum play the Wizard, the Tin Man, or the Scarecrow?
I think the Wizard.
The Wizard
You're
is right.
Right.
There you go.
All tied up.
All right, Jackie. Many men want a big green egg. What is that?
Oh, the grill.
It's a grill.
Yeah.
There you go. Good job.
Okay, Jason. What are you shopping for if you visit Hellsburg.com?
Diamonds.
Diamonds.
That is correct.
Very good.
All right, you guys are perfect so far.
Okay, here we go, Jackie. In football, how many points does your team get if they force a safety?
Two.
Two is right.
Okay. All right, pressure's on. You got to have this one to tie it up, Jason.
Jason, T-Boz, Left Eye, and Chili made up what all-girl pop group from the 90s?
TLC.
TLC!
That's right.
All right.
Would have also accepted Eric Church.
He was the fourth member of TLC.
That's right. Honorary.
All right. We're going to break that tie with Name That Tune lyrics, okay? So up to five lines. How many lines are you going to need to name a song, Jackie?
Three.
Three, okay. Jason, we'll do it in less than three.
Two.
Two. Back to you, Jason, or
Jackie.
Jackie.
two.
Well, he already said two.
You can either make him do two, or you can decide to do one.
Three.
Can't use the screw. You can try to make Jason do it in two, or you can volunteer to try it in one line.
Jason, you're going to have to do it in two, buddy.
All right, two is what you got, Jason. You got to give it. Give us the name of the song after Jim gives you two of the lines.
Here they are. You put your left foot in. You take your left foot out. Name that song, Jason.
Do the hokey pokey and you shake it all about.
It's yes! The hokey pokey!
Oh, what a delightfully weird game.
It was fun. And Jason, we got a pair of tickets for you to see the Nashville Predators play on the 4th of February in Smashville.
Yep, against the Minnesota Wild. It's also Luke Bryan bobblehead night.
Ooh.
Enjoy those tickets. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Luckily, yesterday, we got to go have the best stress relief possible. We went to the Nashville Humane Association. Got to hang out with puppies.
I know. Holding puppies with puppy breath and those soft little bellies.
All your worries just go out the window.
Oh, so great. If you love dogs and you love the care of cats and dogs, you're definitely going to want to be part of the Unleashed Dinner with Your Dog, the Nashville Humane event on February 28th. Woody and I are going to be emceeing. And if you've never been, we have. It's awesome.
It's always a lot of fun. We've either walked on the runway or we've hosted it ourselves. It's going to be at the Hilton on the 28th of February. Celebrities walking the runway with dogs.
Yeah. They just announced a whole bunch of them. People like Melissa Joan Hart and there's Carol Sullivan from Channel 4.
Right.
And just some other performers, music artists, all walking dogs. Down the runway, like it's like New York Fashion Week.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And you can bring your dog with you.
Right. You can bring your dog and have dinner with your dog at a table by the runway.
In the Hilton Hotel.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's pretty awesome. And one of the things I love, because I've gone with my dog Wally before.
Yeah.
And they have...
And Wally is a rescue from National Humane.
He is a rescue, yeah. Yep. He's my Cocker Spaniel rescue. And, you know, when your dog needs to use the potty, you're like, I'm in the middle of a hotel. What do? They have an entire team ready to take your dog out to do their business.
Yeah.
And so you just hand off your dog. And like, he's your problem now.
Like a doggy number one and number two concierge that just takes the dog out and brings it back, which is awesome.
And they entirely exist because of people's donations. So when you go to an event like Unleashed and you buy your ticket or you can buy an entire table, you're helping them help our furry creatures.
Yeah, it's very cool. You can go to get your tickets ahead of time. It's on the 28th of February, the end of the month, at the Hilton. And you can get your tickets at NashvilleHumane.org.
You know, I don't like to complain this week because people are still going through stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And people have gone through stuff far worse than me. But allow me to complain for just a minute.
Excellent.
So Monday, our house was, I don't know, about 42 degrees.
Right.
It was only getting colder.
Right.
Because we had no power. So we decided, you know what? We need to stay at a hotel. Just like so many people decided.
A lot of people had a hard time finding a hotel.
Right. But I was able to find one, and it was over just off of Donaldson Pike near the airport. And so I made a quick reservation on my phone and, you know, got all the confirmation, you know, number and stuff like that. We drove right to the hotel. Then we stood in line for about half hour with all the other people and their pets to check in.
Yes.
And then finally, I get to the front desk, and the lady says, can I see your driver's license? I say, here it is. We don't have any reservation for you. What do I say? I'm like, well, I made one. She's like, do you have a confirmation number? And I look at my phone, and that page was gone on my phone. Like, all of a sudden, I couldn't get it back. And I'm like, no, but I did it. I paid, and I did this stuff.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm sorry, I don't have you. And there's like 700 people behind me, right?
Waiting.
Yeah. So we had to scramble and go find another hotel. And it was just it was madness everywhere. So funny that I go into, and I think my family was going, you know, did you really make a reservation? Did you really? You know, there was a little doubt. They were all like, no, we believe you. You know, there was.
Yeah. Dad needs to take a cognitive test.
Yeah. So imagine my surprise when I go through my credit card statement last night.
Yes.
And I see a charge for that hotel.
So they charged you, but they didn't have a reservation for you.
They wouldn't let me in.
But they were willing to accept your money.
Yes.
Mm.
And then I was like, oh, I'm just getting all worked up. And then an email pops in.
Yes.
It says, hey, how is your stay at our hotel over by the airport?
How was it?
Let me tell you.
Facebook warriors have spoken.
Yes. I am going to review you so hard. You won't know what hit you. And I'm filling out their survey.
The keystrokes on my keyboard are so powerful.
And my face is getting redder and redder. And my fingers are going numb from hitting the screen so hard as I type. And then I'm just like, I'm going to call him. And we're going to yell. And we're going to fight. And guy answers, hello, this is the hotel. How can I help you? Yes, I was turned away saying they didn't have my reservation, yet they charged me for staying there. What do you say about that? Oh, I'm really sorry. That's terrible. Oh, somebody's going to have to take care of that. Yes, I just drive the shuttle. I just happened to answer the phone because somebody was away. And he's like, you should call in the morning. They're going to take care of you. I will. Okay, thank you.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Many people around the NFL are so upset that Bill Belichick was not voted into the Football Hall of Fame on the first ballot. Probably because a lot of people don't like him. I mean, who cares? He'll get in eventually. People like Jimmy Johnson says, I'm going to boycott the ceremony because Bill Belichick wasn't voted. Shut up. Who cares?
Finally, you're standing up for the true injustices of the world.
Exactly. Yes, that is the most important issue to be dealt with today.
So we have some new destinations because I know a lot of us have just thought about how do we get the hell out of town this week. The Nashville Airport has announced they've got a new airline. One of the Canadian airlines is going to be doing 7 nonstop flights to Toronto, which I know that isn't that great. Why do we want to go
Actually,
north?
It's probably warmer there now than it is here.
It's possible. But there are other more, I guess, warm destinations.
Yeah.
We're going to have direct flights going to Jamaica and just all, Key West and a whole bunch of other really wonderful destinations.
Cool.
Those will be starting in the next couple of months.
Go somewhere to a warm country that we're not at war with yet.
Right? Or maybe you're part of that. You can be the force that invades.
Exactly.
With a drink in your hand.
You know, people always say like, oh, I can't believe you let your dog sleep with you. But you know what? Science says that your dog will live longer if they
really?
Sleep with you. I guess it, of course, it all bonding. It reduces stress and it heightens their emotional security to be around you. And it also helps you live longer. Because you're less stressed. So let that dog on the bed.
I can't not let my dog on the
bed.
Oh,
yeah. Especially look at you with those little puppy eyes.
Yeah.
Of course you got to let him in the bed.
No, lay down on the floor.
Yes.
On top of the sharp objects and broken glass. Because I don't care.
The internet is filled with pictures of the president with his new BFF, Nicki Minaj. Have you seen that?
Yeah, it's been weird. I've been seeing some of the clips on the news.
Yeah.
And seeing them two in the same room.
Right.
It's been interesting.
She was showing off her Trump gold card, which if you're an immigrant, you can get one just like Nicki Minaj. It's a fast track to be a U.S. citizenship. All you have to do is make a one-time, non-refundable $1 million donation to the Commerce Department. There's a $15,000, you know, processing fee, and then you can become a U.S. citizen really quick by having the Trump Gold Card.
Okay.
So go ahead, and of course, Nicki Minaj was on hand to be there for the opening of the Melania movie, which the president forced his entire cabinet and most of the people in Washington to go see with him.
And everybody must go see it and stand up and clap.
Yes.
And the first person to clap is fired. Or first person to stop clapping.
To stop clapping.
Yeah.
That's fired. Not dictator stuff at all, is it?
No.
But it's funny because they also took Nicki Minaj all over Washington to have her picture taken with powerful Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
There's in Nashville Reddit, there's a picture of Nicki Minaj posing with who's probably going to be our next governor, Marsha Blackburn. And they're posing together. And I'm thinking, does Marsha Blackburn even know who she is? Did she say, were you in that movie where the black ladies helped NASA? Is that the movie? No. You were in that movie, The Help. Were you in that movie?
Or are you just The Help? Give me a drink, will you?
Yeah. There's so many waiters here. We'll be back Monday, of course, so we'll have the Woody and Jim joke off, and also we have more tickets to the Predators to give away playing Gender Wars. So if you'd like to play, text us over the weekend if you got the guts. 615-553-0933. What are we doing?
This weekend, what's going on? We're having kind of a birthday party for myself. Saturday night.
Well, that's right. Your birthday's next week.
Yeah, in about a week. And I keep telling her, I don't want anything. So let's just get together and have some fun. So some other friends of ours, friend Sherry, she just celebrated her birthday a day or two ago. And
nice.
Of course, everybody's been doing storm stuff. So we're having a joint birthday party at our house tomorrow night.
All right. Very cool. It's been so awful. We've all been snowed and iced in. So I'm hoping to see my son and his family and my grandkids. I haven't seen them. I hope they still remember me.
Yeah, hope they're okay. Haven't checked on them all week.
Are they driving? Also, my girlfriend Melissa's, she's going to need a treat later because she's had to work one day in a row.
Oh, that's right. She works at school.
Yeah, she works for Murfreesboro City Schools, and they had to go back today. Even with a two-hour delay, she has like one day. It's been a long, grueling one-day work week.
Oh, yeah. She's just going to be recovering.
Yeah. She's going to need a nap and obviously, lots of beverages
maybe
to get over that.
Some IVs of margaritas.
Yes. We'll catch you back here Monday morning. Y'all have a great weekend. Be safe.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.